Committee meeting to order. Is Mitch here? There you are.
Morning.
Morning.
So hopefully everyone had a chance to look at the memo, at least on the admin committee I had sent out late last week. And I know stop loss coverage is everyone's favorite topic to talk about on a Monday morning. But I know there was a lot of data in the memo I sent out, but I guess to sum it up, our current coverage has an $800,000 deductible. And our health insurance benefits consultant is recommending we go to a $500,000 deductible for stop loss coverage. Our current coverage has a cost of about $132,000 a year. And the $500,000 deductible is more expensive, but provides more coverage. And that would be around $363,000 a year. The analysis that I had sent out kind of goes through our historical claims over the past 5 years or so and what the deductible would have done for us for those years. So, we kind of feel like and Gallagher does too, that it strikes a balance between, paying more in premium and reducing that deductible to get us more coverage. So, That's what I'm here to present and happy to answer any questions you might have on that.
Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions for Mitch?
Yeah. So we typically we pay our premium, and then how much are we exceeding the deductible on an annual basis?
It depends on claims because we're self-insured. So it would be our higher cost claims. They vary year to year. In some years we have, a couple claims above $800,000, above $500,000. That really all depends on who's using the plan and what claims we have.
This is a per occurrence deductible?
Yeah, per claimant. Yeah.
Per claim.
Got it. Per claim. Okay. So in the long term, you think even though we're going to be paying additional premiums that will actually end up saving money?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if we have one or two claims, it looks like it pretty much covers the additional premium that we would be paying.
Yeah, one claim, we should about break even. If there's more than one claim, we'd be money ahead.
And we have how many claims on it?
It varies. I mean, knock on wood, for 2024, we've had zero. So 2024 would be a year where we'd technically, but for the past 4 years in a row, we would have been money ahead because we had multiple, either one, two, or three.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I have a question. So looking at your detailed sheet all the way at the bottom, the lowest cost alternative, this proposed $500,000 policy is only worked once.
Yeah.
I mean, it appears that the $350,000 one is actually the more applicable choice.
It would. However, in like 2019, 2020, if we have a year like that, which 2024 is kind of looking like it is, then you're paying
you're paying for the premium and never have a claim to kick it in.
Right.
So the $500,000 one is kind of a
in between
middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch. Jack?
Yep. Real quick, and apologies. Brenda and I were talking. We were both trying to find in our email that specific NYSAC additional allocation amount. In your last meeting said 1200, it's actually 1500 they requested. And again, this is for the additional programming and events and such that they're putting on for their 100th anniversary. So looking for a motion at the $1,500, and we do have funds in the budget.
Got a motion?
Second.
Second. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.